Hello, welcome to Her Wild Side Hockey Podcast. I am your hostess, Mickey, aka Hockey She Wrote. And here we are. We have got, I want to say, eight games left. Somewhere around eight, less than 10. Let's just say less than 10 in the Wild season. And you know what? I don't know. I still have all the positive vibes. I'm still sending them so much positivity and energy because, you know what, mathematically, we are not out of it. Is there a way to get into the playoffs? Yes. It is not probable, but it is possible. And until it is impossible, I will keep believing in them. So this morning I did check. And on Money Puck, it says 4.6% of making the playoffs for Minnesota. Wild are currently 8 points behind the LA Kings, who are in the second wild card spot. And technically, the St. Louis Blues are a little bit closer to the Kings. I think they've got like 2 points on us, but they have a harder schedule coming down the line. And they also just lost to the San Jose Sharks, like 4-0. So the Blues will probably be falling while we are hopefully rising. I meant to make this podcast yesterday and also the day before. Today is Tuesday, so the Wild are playing the Senators tonight. Yes, I meant to make this on Sunday. But you know what, guys? Saturday was a really tough day to be a Minnesota hockey fan. Not only did we have the Minnesota Wild loss, which was even tougher because it was in overtime. They pulled the goalie and Vegas scores an empty net goal. So the Wild lose any point in the standings that they would have gotten. And that was really, really tough to swallow. Now, I understand why Hines did it, but I feel like against a team like Vegas, I don't think it was the right choice. Nashville, it made a little bit more sense. I don't know. It feels kind of like a one and done kind of a thing. You know, like, yeah, it worked once, but we can't keep doing it. But I'm also not going to fault Hines because I get his reasoning that he would rather have 2 points. But what about one? I would rather have the 1 point right now. Again, I'm not faulting John Hines. He's got a really tough job right now, especially. But so the Wild lose. We're having a tough time. I've talked about before, my dad is a huge Golden Gophers hockey fan. He's got season tickets. He bought Frozen Four tickets long ago, like the instant he could. So we watch the Gophers also lose directly after the Wild have lost. And that was a rough Saturday, man. I couldn't even talk about it. I was just like, I just went to bed. So where do we go from here? I think that, again, with the Wild, there are teams that have clinched spots, and there are teams that are definitely out of the playoffs. The Wild are neither. And until they are one or the other, I think fans need to keep that hope. Like, that's what my whole thing is being positive. Like, the Wild have great vibes around them. On the ice, yes, like, they have finally gotten pretty much all of the injuries are healed. They've got both goalies are now kind of back to top form. You know, Gustafson was struggling for a while, but against Vegas on Saturday, he was great. I mean, it took Vegas scoring an empty net goal to win. You know, Gustafson being in there, he was doing great. So I want to make sure that everybody understands that to be a fan, you need to still have that hope. And you need to look at the team because they have got a lot of great pieces. And no matter what, this season has been a really important one because I think it kind of galvanized them even more to pull them together into this very tight group of family, basically. They fight together on the ice. They are, you know, off the ice, they are helping each other out. And I think that no matter what happens at the end of this season, it was a very important building season going into the next couple years. Take that as you will. All right, before I get into a little more, because we actually have quite a few things to talk about, which is, you know, great. But I am going to talk about Ticketmaster. So once again, here is our quick little blip about Ticketmaster to help support the show, Her Wild Side Hockey Podcast, and also the Inside the Rink Podcast Network in general. We do have an affiliate link for Ticketmaster, and I would love it if you would use that the next time you go to buy tickets. There's a QR code here on the screen if you're watching the video. Otherwise, I always have a link in the show notes. Any kind of tickets that you want to buy, you can buy through the link, and we will get a cut of Ticketmaster's profits. So there's my blurb. Now back to my beautiful face. So the big thing that happened yesterday, this is what I've been wanting to get into, is Ryan Hartman's suspension. Now, it gets so contentious on social media surrounding Hartman especially. Now, his biggest problem is his temper. We know that. Fans and non-fans alike. We all know. It's not a surprise. But I do think with his reputation, they just don't even look at what actually happened. Either the NHL safety, you know, player safety board who gives out these suspensions, these fines, I feel like they don't look, and I feel like other fans don't look. Because everybody automatically assumed that Hartman did something physical. And yes, that has happened. In the past, that has happened. That's not what happened here. And he did not do the right thing. Let's say that. Hartman did not do the right thing. He broke a rule, but I think it was very overblown. And I think that they did not show enough of what happened beforehand to really show why Hartman was like that. He was not just angry about losing the game. He was angry because he was high-sticked in the face, in blatantly. There was no call right at the end of the third period. If it had been called, the Wild would have gone into overtime with a power play. And that could have changed the entire outcome of the game and helped with the season in general. I also think that a lot of people were trying to say he threw the stick at the official. That's not what happened. Now, he was being very verbal, which he should not have been doing. But when you watch the video, like, he leaves the ice, he walks back on up to, you know, the ice, and in 0.2 seconds, chucks his stick onto the ice in an area where there is nobody nearby until the official skates to the stick. Now, it's not like Hartman is tracking this official and throwing it at him or directly in his path. He literally picked an empty space of ice to do it. So once again, let's be very clear. Hartman did not do the right thing. But three games for throwing a stick into an empty space of ice while simply berating verbally the official should not be a three-game suspension. One game? Okay. Fine? Okay. But three games? I hate that they see his name and they just automatically be like, okay, he suspended three games. Don't care what he did. Now, that's over. Obviously, we can't change that. So let's move forward from that. So he will be out for the rest of the homestand here. So who will elevate in the lineup? I would love to see who they are going to put in his space. Now, right now, they Kuznetsov is centering the third line. Rossi is centering the second line. You know, is there a potential that they could see if Marat could play winger on the second line? Because I know that he's done both. I know they want him to be more of a center, but he has done both. Otherwise, I'm just on the third line right now. They've got here. We're gonna look again because I want to make sure I'm saying the right thing. Trying to scroll through. Here we go. So right now on the second line, they've had Zuccarello, Rossi, Hartman. Third line, JoJo, Kuznetsov, and Gaudreau. And then they've had Beckman is out of the lineup. So, I mean, just looking, I'm assuming then that they'll leave Kuznetsov as a center in the third, and they'll probably elevate Gaudreau. And then I'm hoping they'll put Beckman on the third line, because I feel like the fourth line, which is right now, is Shaw, Lucchini, Lettieri. They have really been doing well together. Like, they've been skating well together. And I think Beckman would fit in a little bit more with JoJo and Husti, because he has kind of the same, more kind of speedy, not as much physical grind. We'll see. But there are a lot of other exciting things happening in the Wild organization in general. So Liam Ogren, his team is officially out of the playoffs over in Sweden. And so he has now come to Iowa for the rest of the season. And it's really fun to see kind of how he'll do down there, because they're kind of in the same situation that Minnesota is, where they're like 7 points out of the playoffs last I heard. And so they're really pushing for a spot. And I'd love to see what Ogren can do while he's down there. And then also, Vladislav Firstov, who left Iowa to go back to the KHL earlier this season, is back in Iowa. And that was such a cool revelation, because obviously when Russians go home to play in the KHL, it's basically assumed that we will never see them again. They're done. They're not going to come back. But we didn't have the full story, apparently, because what actually happened is Firstov was contacted by coach of his like local team in Russia, I believe, and world-class hockey player, and basically said, come play for me. And so Firstov was like, yeah, okay. because he knew that he would get some things in the KHL that he might not get in Iowa. So it wasn't that he was never going to come back. He wanted to have that experience, and now he's brought that experience back. So hopefully he has upped his game even more, and we'll kind of see where that goes from there. We've also got Charlie Strammel at the University of Wisconsin. It has been a tough year for this poor center. Wisconsin has just not been a great team. They got a new coach this year. And instead of Mike Hastings, he was Mankato State's coach before. So instead of using some of these guys in Wisconsin that he has that have great potential, like Strammel, he brought over a bunch of his players from Mankato. So then you have players like Strammel who are like basically pushed down to like the fourth line, 6 minutes a game, no power play time. He's better than that. And that was really kind of damaging for his development. And so what we're all hoping to see, and it has not happened yet, is hopefully Strammel can enter the transfer portal, and we'll find another team that will really help develop him more. Obviously, everyone's kind of hoping for the University of Minnesota, because the U of M and the Minnesota Wild do have very strong ties, and it would be great to see him there. So that's kind of something that we are keeping our eye on. we being the royal we, of course, because I am the queen. And then one more thing before I jump to another commercial here, which is Marc-Andre Fleury. I've talked about him before, about his future and about what I would like to see, which is I would love to see him re-sign again. There was an article that came out actually in like the on the French version of the NHL site where he told a reporter that he would love to sign a one-year contract with the Minnesota Wild. He wants to keep playing, but he will only play in Minnesota because he likes it here. And he doesn't, his family loves it. His wife loves it. They've really made a home here and he does not want to leave. I would love to see him have one more year with the Wild. You know, I've been very open about that and saying that I don't think it would be bad for Walstead to have one more year in Iowa. And not only that, but then moving even further into the future, it makes me wonder if he'll start, like he would find a job in the front office of the Wild once he's done. Like if he is really enjoying it in Minnesota as much as he, said, and I know that he doesn't want to keep having to move his family is the big thing. He talked specifically about how his kids, they love their school. They have friends. They've got, you know, activities that they do that they don't want to leave. So even once he's done on the ice, there's a potential that we could see Fleury in the front office, which would be really great. I mean, he is such an amazing player and he would be a really great addition to a front office that, as we know, has struggled this year a lot. I'm going to jump to a quick little 1 minute commercial for ESPN Plus. I would appreciate you listening and using the link if you would like to, and then I'll be back with a few more things.
Thank you for watching the show. If you enjoy our podcast and want to support the show, consider signing up for ESPN Plus via our link at insidetherink.com/ESPN or scan the QR code on your screen now. I have ESPN Plus and I personally love all the college sports, UFC, MLB, and NHL games all across ESPN platforms. Over 1,000 out-of-market NHL games are on ESPN Plus every year. Make sure you hit the QR code or go to insidetherink.com/ESPN to make sure you don't miss out on any of this year's NHL action. And if that wasn't enough for you, ESPN Plus is currently offering a bundle of ESPN Plus, Disney Plus, and Hulu for $14.99 a month. You get sports, the kids get Disney, and Hulu is the added bonus. It's the perfect bundle. I personally have it, and I don't know what you would do without it.
Welcome back. I was just checking to see if there was any updates from Minnesota Wild practice this morning. Because one of the things that I would like to touch on, a very important thing that I've been tracking, is Joel Eriksson Ek's hair. Yes, I know how ridiculous that sounds. And I know how ridiculous I am. And I am 100% DeLulu. And I don't care. I'm still going to say that I think one of the secrets of his success are his curls. Look at him go. He's got a career year. He's got the curls. Do you think maybe he saw Husseinov come in with like all of his curly hair and Ek was like, you know, I could do that too. Just a thought. But it's, you know, every time there's practice pictures and videos, it's always, I go on curl watch just to see. Now, anyone who is going to the game tonight, and I've already talked about this on social media, if you are going to the game tonight against the Senators, it is 90s night. And when I tell you how mad I was when I heard that, because my brother, he had tickets for tonight. He's not in town, so he asked if I wanted to use them. Not only do I not have someone to go with, but I also My kids have play practice tonight. If you follow me, you know that I've been helping with that. And while I'm sending my husband there so I can still watch the game, I knew that I wouldn't be able to go to the game. So then it was like 90s night, and I was like, because I am a 90s kid, and being a kid in the 90s was like, it was great, you guys. Obviously, you know, when you're a kid, things are a lot different, but I grew up in a small town in the 90s. Things were really different. The world seemed very different. There was no social media. Even at my house, we did not have a computer. We did not have internet. We did not have cable, satellite, nothing, like literally nothing. So it was just this very, like, I get very nostalgic when I think about that time. So to see that they're having a night for the 90s and I cannot be there, but I know several of you will be there. So I am expecting you to post any and all 90s goodies, mostly videos. So one thing I am going to next week is the Frozen Four. Now, like I said, my dad bought tickets to the Frozen Four months ago, like as soon as they were released. Obviously, we were hoping to see the U of M Golden Gophers play in the Frozen Four. Unfortunately, there will be no Minnesota teams playing in the Frozen Four. So he did call me up the other day and he was like, hey, so like your mom doesn't want to take work off because the Gophers aren't even in it and it's on a Thursday, but do you want to watch the Frozen Four with me? And I was like, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to turn down free hockey tickets. I'm just not. I didn't even ask. I don't even know what level we're sitting on. I have no idea. I'm assuming, though, he's bought tickets for the end. Because I've decided there's two kinds of fans. My brother and I are fans that like to sit on the side. You know, so we actually sit on the goal line of the shoot twice side for the Wild. You know, so it's a little oval in front of us. You know, we see the side view. We look right at the benches. My dad, on the other hand, likes to sit on the ends behind the goal because he feels then he can see the whole ice. So I'm just interested. I would love to know what kind of fan are you? Where do you like to sit when it comes to that? I'm assuming I'll be sitting behind the goal for the Frozen Four. It is what it is. Free tickets. I mostly just have random stuff here because after talking about the sadness of Saturday, I was just like, let's talk about lots of fun things too. So, I touched on this, but I want to give him his due. That Gustafson is back on it. It's been a tough year, and I know a lot of people, maybe not a lot of people. I know people on social media were kind of like, trade him, get rid of him. No. He still has that potential. Even if he has struggled this year, he still has the potential. We've seen it now. It is coming back. Do not trade the man. I wrote an article the other day about the goalies. And I actually yesterday published an article that I will link in the show notes about three things that the Wild should not do. As in bad takes that I have seen around either in comment sections or on social media that I've seen more than once that are not a good idea. Things they should not do. And kind of the bonus one was don't trade Gus because I have a whole article just about that. The last thing I want to touch on is that I am incredibly honored to be known as the mother of Minnesota Wild Twitter. And I am not offended if you call me mom. I'm not even offended if you call me grandma, as long as you do it in the spirit of things. You know, I'm not actually that old, folks. And most of you, I don't think I could even be your mother for barely. I could barely be your mother. But I will always be your mother on inside the hockey community. And anybody else, you don't have to be a Wild fan. I will be your hockey mom if you need, and I will be there for you. And like, in all seriousness, I do, like, it warms my heart to have people that are not biologically my children call me mom. I will always love that. One more really quick story that I just thought of. This has nothing to do with hockey. But when I was younger, like early to mid 20s, I was a nanny, actually, for my now husband's boss. They had two kids. I loved them very much. And there was one part of the summer where there was kind of like some other kids that came to stay. And so my husband's boss, her name is Brenda, helped me, you know, she and I and all the gaggle of kids would go to like the pool and stuff. And we always had a good laugh because we were like, there's two possibilities. Either people think that we are a lesbian couple with a very large amount of children, or that Brenda is my mom and I am her kids' mom, because we figured out that mathematically that could actually just barely work. So, but it always made us laugh to be like, I wonder like what people think our relationship is, because none of them probably were right, but it always gave me a good laugh. Okay, that was random enough. Remember, I have my wonderful merch shop if you would like any sort of Her Wild Side merch. If you also have any ideas for merch you would like to see, I would love to hear them. My DMs, my whatever is always open. You can just let me know. Until then, I'm going to knock on some wood and say that we're going to see some good wild hockey tonight, and I will see all the rest of you in a few days. See you later.